The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a remarkable victory in Los Angeles. The final score in overtime, the San Jose Sharks 4 and the Los Angeles Kings 3, in front of a crowd of 17,473 at Crypto.com Arena. Here's how it happened tonight. No scoring in the first period. Some great goaltending on both sides of the ice. Darcy Kemper in goal for the Kings. And for the Sharks, Yaroslav Askarov playing for San Jose. The shots were 8-6 Los Angeles in the first period. And then things opened up in the second period. 14-10 in favor of San Jose. Some good saves on both sides. But it turned out that the power play would be something that the Sharks would build upon. At 4:10 of the second period, Tyler Toffoli would get the puck on his stick in front of a net and bang it home to give the Sharks the 1-0 lead. Good exchange now with Celebrini. Walking out of the corner, one of the Kings' defensive players went down. Celebrini exchanges again with Wenberg. He moves down low in front, turning. Eklund tried to get it. Good defense by Edmondson. Knocked it away. But Eklund throws it back to the point. Celebrini sends toward the net. That's a shoulder save. Toffoli in front. He scores! Tyler Toffoli, who played 8 years in Los Angeles, gets the rebound. No chance for Kemper, and that's a power play goal that puts the Sharks in front 1-0. You know, one of the Toyota keys to the game was build off the power play, and the Sharks did just that with Toffoli getting his 11th goal of the season from Wenberg and Celebrini. Celebrini extending his point-scoring streak to a career-best 12 straight games, and Wenberg getting his 400th career point on that play. But, again, it was the power play that got things going and established the Sharks offensively.
Yeah, and a tremendous adjustment by Brian Wiseman and the entire group, recognizing that the LA Kings were extremely aggressive, particularly their D, going past the hash mark. And what that typically does is it tells you to bypass the half wall guy and go down low. And that's precisely what Macklin Celebrini did. He sent that puck to the net as quickly as possible to Wenberg, who knew he had Toffoli on the back door. And once he slid it over there, Toffoli had the presence of mind to take his time, collect it, put it into the yawning cage.
So Toffoli, his 11th from Wenberg and Celebrini at 4:10 of the second on the power play, gave the Sharks the 1-0 lead. But the LA Kings would fight right back. Kevin Fiala, who had a really strong game, wound up with an assist on this play as Alex Turcotte in front of the net just put himself in a position, spinning around on a rebound and slipping it past Yaroslav Askarov to get his third goal of the season. Fiala got the lone assist at 11:34, and it was tied up at 1 at the end of 2. In the third period, once again, the power play got things going for the Sharks. And this time, with Adam Gaudette and with Pavel Regenda in front of the goal establishing some traffic, it would be Tim Liljegren taking the shot. And as it turned out, Gaudette would tip it to make it 2-1. Got it to Liljegren, who rims it around. Celebrini on the point, dishes off left side. Now it's Skinner putting it off a stick. Celebrini recovers, walks into the right circle. He stick handles, he turns, looks for a man to pass it to. And he finds Skinner on the right point. To Liljegren, blasts it, score! Pavel Regenda in the slot, but what a shot by Liljegren. What a play by the Sharks. They score on the power play with 10 seconds left in the Kempe penalty. And at 5:38 of the third, it's San Jose 2, Los Angeles 1. As it turned out, it was Adam Gaudette that got a piece of the puck on the way in. But credit Regenda also for providing traffic. The official word is Gaudette's 9th from Liljegren and Skinner. With Ty Dellandrea out, the fact that the Sharks have Adam Gaudette on the roster to play that center position was huge. And he was really good tonight, not just the goal, but in a lot of other areas.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think that line did a really good job of providing energy, sustained zone time, and opportunities offensively. And not easy to step in after not having played for a while, but he did a really good job.
But 1 minute and 2 seconds later, after that goal by Gaudette on the power play, the Kings would tie the game 2-2 with an even strength tally. It was Kevin Fiala's 16th of the season, assisted by Alex Turcotte and Joel Edmondson. Then it looked as if the Kings had taken the lead, but an Edmondson apparent goal was called back on a review, and the reason for that was because he apparently gloved the puck into the net, and so, whether it was accidental or on purpose, they called it back, and it was still 2-2. But the Kings would push on. And with only 2:10 remaining in the game at 17:50 of the third, Alex Laferriere would get his 11th goal of the season from Joel Edmondson and Cody Ceci. A real booming blast from Edmondson on the point, as if he was trying to atone for that missed glove goal. And it was tipped by Laferriere in front. And suddenly, it was 3-2 with Edmondson and Ceci assisting on Laferriere's 11th of the season. So now the Sharks are in deep trouble. They're down 3-2. There's only 2:10 to play. And the Sharks have to pull the goaltender for the extra attacker. Who best to solve the problem than Macklin Celebrini? Nice move to the backhand. Cuts behind the goal line. Center feed the shot. That's tipped away. Toffoli was in front. Celebrini, nice keep in. What a move. Moves into the middle of the ice. He's in the slot. He scored! Macklin Celebrini, a spectacular goal to tie the game 3-3. 106 to go. An amazing maneuver by Celebrini, keeping the puck in, stick handling around the defense, and from the slot, rams it home.
Ho-ho! Wow. I just can't even say anything. The toe drag here around Fogel to get elude him, and then the strength and the presence of mind to fight off the check of two slashes on either side of him, and then absolutely rips it to the back of the net.
Goal. Wow, what a goal by Macklin Celebrini. Toffoli and Wennberg getting the assists on that game-tying goal, and the Sharks had some momentum back. But it goes to overtime. You don't know who is going to win, no matter what happens in that situation. And the Sharks and Kings kind of played cat and mouse for a little while. A couple of good chances on each side. The best chance the Kings had was when Quentin Byfield was right in front of the net and he missed the goal. That he's got to be thinking about it right now. Because then a defensive play by Macklin Celebrini resulted in the game-winning play. Doughty to Kempe. Kempe held off there by Eklund's check. But he moves over to the left wing boards and turns to his left. Checked away. Celebrini stole it. Celebrini's moving up the right wing side. Two on one developing with Eklund. Here's Celebrini moving in. Back to Eklund. He's got it. He scores! William Eklund from Eklund Celebrini. The Sharks win in overtime. 4-3. What a goal. What a play. Macklin Celebrini. Defensive play resulting in a 2-on-1. And William Eklund, who has such good chemistry with Macklin, getting in front of a net and beating goaltender Kemper for the game winner. A tremendous celebration by the Sharks after that. And again, the star continues to rise for Macklin Celebrini to new heights tonight after his performance in leading the Sharks to victory. Tyler Toffoli joining us here in overtime. Tyler, you had one goal and one assist in a place where you played 8 years. And how did that ending feel to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there was a lot of resilience in the back-to-back here. And it was just a lot of fun. We have a great group of guys here, and we battled, so it was good.
Now, speak about, you know, your goaltender, Askarov, and how huge he was the whole night.
He was awesome, especially that save in overtime there. He did an amazing job, and, I mean, he's been doing it all season for us. So, you know, just another night.
And talk a little bit about Macklin Celebrini, that you know, we've been around guys like this, but not at 19, that have find a way to step up in the moments, relish those moments time and time again. What can you say about his play tonight?
Yeah, I mean, same as Askie. Every time we need a big play, whether that's a block, whether that's scoring a goal, he's been there, and it was honestly just another night, and obviously he made it pretty, you know, tying that one up.
Well, how good does it feel to get one against your former team?
It's always nice. It's always nice coming back here. Obviously a lot of memories, but at the same time, it's great beating them and great scoring against them.
Well, congratulations on a great effort. Keep her going.
All right, thank you.
Final score, the Sharks 4 and the Kings 3 in overtime. San Jose takes the season series 2-1, and they will move on to take on the Dallas Stars in their next matchup. That'll be on Saturday at SAP Center at San Jose, and you don't want to miss the action at the Tank because it is spectacular. That is it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.